That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to the problem with Plan B at OC edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it, subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps me as well. Notifications on. That way you'll be alerted every time a new episode drops. You don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish Rat. Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want me. You can get me. Colon line 312-988-15. Tell Johnny all you heard and seen. Fighting Irish Wire every day. Every day. Make it Google tab it so you hit it every day. Read everything new going on with Notre Dame from yours truly and the rest of our fabulous team. So here we go again. Welcome back in, folks. Truly a turbulent and troubling time for Notre Dame land. There's no other way to put it, especially on social media. It's wild. The social media stuff is taking a life of its own. Not surprising in any way, but it's wild out there. And I'm talking varied opinions from one extreme to the other. Reasonable positions in the middle ground. There's a lot going on and a lot of takes. A lot of people have a lot of Notre Dame thoughts this week. So the news comes out that Notre Dame tight end coach Gerard Parker interviewed for the job and it went well. And that's kind of where we're at right now as we sit here today as I'm recording this Wednesday, middle of the day Wednesday. I don't know. Breaking news could come. So I got to timestamp this. So what do we make of this pivot? It came out on Twitter. He officially interviewed. It went well, whatever. What do we make of this pivot given kind of the nightmare dynamic we're in right now? Here's some of the problems I see for option B at OC for ND. Number one, Notre Dame's already totally and completely lost the perceptual battle. You cannot in any way, if they end up, I don't know who they're going to hire, if it's Parker. There's no way you could get up on a podium, Marcus or whatever, and sell this as Notre Dame's top choice. Maybe not even second choice, if you're looking at the Klein rumors and then Ludwig. All right. Right now, this is a bad dynamic. Right from the start, going down this path, it's going to be a rough perceptual dynamic. You've already lost that battle. It's bad for morale. It's not great for recruiting. When everybody in America knows this is not the guy you first wanted and you cheaped out on the guy your head coach wanted, that's a lot to overcome perceptually in the big picture. For Notre Dame fans to feel comfortable about the new staff, maybe recruits, I don't know. But it's a bad place to start. All right? Number two, if Parker gets the job, it is a terrific opportunity for him. It is a great opportunity for him. With a awful, god-awful start that is not his fault at all. Like, practically, this could end up working out great. And it ends up, the offense takes off. Parker's an up-and-coming, whatever, offensive genius. I don't know. Like, it could practically work out long-term. But if he gets this job right now in the midst of this dynamic, it's a very, very rough start from everybody else looking in. You know how this is going to go if they hire an internal guy like Parker. Nobody in the fan base is going to be excited. Nobody views him as better than Tommy or Ludwig. It could go great on the field. But this is just an awful way to get that all started with so much negativity from every angle. And that's all because Notre Dame messed this up. Notre Dame messed this up. And that's very, very frustrating. And the big loser in all this would be Parker, because he would be getting this promotion this big, big, important job. And normally a Notre Dame fan base that wants to support our guys and whoever the coaches are, we want them to do well or whatever. You're starting in a bad spot because everybody's going to know this wasn't even the top one or two choices. There's going to be negativity attached to this before the guy calls one play. I think that's the best way to put it. This will be met with negativity from every corner of the internet because Notre Dame messed this up. Not only messed it up, but messed it up so publicly. That's just unfortunate. There are ways. Football teams do this all the time. There are ways to hire your third pick, not even for offense coordinator. There are ways you could hire your third pick for the head coach and get up there at the podium and say, this is our number one guy. NFL teams do it all the time where they have a list and it ends up being the fourth or fifth guy and they're able to weasel it and somehow say, this was the guy we wanted the whole time. That Notre Dame cannot go there because they've been publicly exposed already on the Ludwig misstep. So even the PR go-to that teams use in this dynamic, Notre Dame can't go there. That PR angle is not available to Notre Dame because they have so badly exposed themselves publicly already with this first misstep. Awful, awful start to what would be a great opportunity if it ends up being Parker. Awful start. The way it looks, the optics of it could not be worse. It just comes off. It's going to come off. You messed this up, couldn't get the guys you want. Nobody wants to go to Notre Dame. And you caved and you went internal. Nobody good likes this job. And what are we doing here? That is going to be the main tone of this. And it's really unfortunate for Parker because it'd be a great opportunity for him, but there's going to be so much negativity stuck to it from the jump. And that's all Notre Dame's fault, right? Like there are ways teams all the time hire their third pick for something and can get up there and tell you it was number one. Notre Dame cannot go there because they messed up. Big mistake. So the third issue is, again, getting more specific, the perception. Was this the best guy left that was interested, or we just defaulted to an internal hire to put out the fire and move on? What I'm getting at is, every time, if they do this and it's Parker, every three and out from now on, everybody on Twitter is going to go, is this guy even qualified to run the offense? No wonder we went three and out. Like, I'm just telling you, you could say that's not fair all you want. I'm telling you how it's going to go. I'm telling you how it's going to go. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I just know this fan base better than most. That's what's going to happen. Every three and out. Is he even qualified? This is what happens when you cheap out. All of that's coming. Every three and out. Every bad play that doesn't work. That's coming. And it doesn't matter. I know he was an offense coordinator before. You know that's not going to matter to the perception here. So that's just going to be an issue. Every single bad thing this offense does now, people are going to question, should this guy even be running it? That is an awful place to start. And again, this whole dynamic I'm seeing this through is Notre Dame's fault. They set it up. There were ways to end up hiring Parker and have it be framed more positive that people could be more open to. The way Notre Dame's gone about it is it's failure. Failure is the way they went about it. All right? So that's another issue. I mean, Parker's the winner and the loser in all this. If this goes this way, he's a big winner and a big loser. Rough spot to be in. So number four issue with this is, besides OC, you still have an O-line problem. So what happens there if you're not bringing in an external offensive coordinator that wants to bring his offensive line guy with them? Then what? Well, people are going to say, I guess Chris Watt. Sure, you can do that. But again, now you're doubling up on the public narrative that Notre Dame couldn't get anybody good that wanted to come here from anywhere else, whatever. And then you're doubling up on that negative perception right away. You're doing it times two. Internally, offensive line guy, Notre Dame guy, OC. So now you're doubling up on that perceptual negativity. You couldn't get anybody good from the outside, and all you could do is hire from within. And that raises a whole bunch of questions. Notre Dame did this to themselves. It's very unfortunate. Number five issue with this. No, let's say they go with Parker. No matter how it ends up going on the field, Notre Dame has already been exposed, and this is not going to go away. It's a bigger deal than people think because it's a piece of proof and evidence that Notre Dame is not fully modernizing the way we'd hoped they would when Marcus took over, and that is depressing and horrible news. Horrible, horrible news for Notre Dame fans. This dynamic, how this all went down, no matter how it plays out the next few weeks or even next year on the field, this will be in all Notre Dame fans' minds for the rest of the time Freeman's at Notre Dame, which may actually be not as long as I thought it was going to be. Because if you're not going to help Marcus out, I wouldn't blame him for looking to go somewhere where they are. Like, I'm not going to work my ass to the bone, run myself ragged with recruiting, with all your extra regulations and grades and test scores and morals and all, jump through all these flaming hoops Marcus is willing to do. And you can't even hire the guy, an offense coordinator from Utah. Like, Notre Dame's exposed themselves. Like, that's probably the biggest deal out of all this. It isn't even... I think this bullet point is a bigger deal than actual practically what happens next year with whoever they hire. Because this is a bigger picture thing. Staff members come and go, move in and move out. The way the administration's working with the head coach is a longer term dynamic and a longer term problem. I just, it's an awful, awful look. Awful look. And it's just, it's some evidence that they're not willing to get as modern as we hope they would under the new dynamic. And that is just brutal news. That is the worst news somebody like me could hear, is that we're being stonewalled at this level to try and get great. And I just, what's the reason? That's the other thing. What is the reason? It just makes no sense. I saw on Twitter today, $83 million a year is the profit from the Notre Dame football program on average. Fourth in America in that number, and you couldn't come up with a three spot to get your new young coach help? Awful look. Embarrassing, embarrassing look. Cheapens that golden dome. It looks like plastic to me today. Just, oh, this is awful. The taste this is leaving in people's mouth is so cheap and nickel and dimey and all talk and no action. It's everything people hate is how this comes off. Awful. Awful. And so that's number five is Notre Dame's been exposed. They're not willing to do what it takes. And that was the biggest thing you hoped would change when Freeman got here. And it obviously hasn't. Awful look. Number six. I'm just very, very disappointed. Notre Dame is usually very good at PR, almost too good to the point where you can see through their statements and all the politically correct BS and everything else they do over there. Where was that tact here? Like, you're all fancy and careful with how you navigate situations and word things and how you present different things around Notre Dame and everything, careful about the messaging and how it looks and comes off. All those considerations are made every day at Notre Dame. Where was that tact here? Why wasn't all of that attention to detail and tact with the message applied here? And communication and timing and all that. I'm bitterly, bitterly disappointed. This embarrassment is below Notre Dame. And it's a major red flag that we are in this position. Major red flag. The dynamic we're in right now is the one Notre Dame had to avoid in order to set Marcus up to succeed. They had to avoid some sort of hiring catastrophe here And they didn't. Notre Dame set themselves up and fell for their own PR trap. And it disgusts me. This was all completely avoidable, 100%. This whole thing was avoidable. It didn't need to happen. Notre Dame messed this one up, and it hurts everybody. This is just an awful, awful look. And then one other thing I want to address before I wrap up. I've had people reach out and say, John, don't you feel like an idiot that you were kind of open to Tommy leaving? And then now look at the dynamic we're in now where we can't even hire somebody. Like, does that make you rethink being open to Tommy leaving? My answer to that is no, it doesn't. Because never in my wildest dreams was I figuring Notre Dame would be this inept at hiring. Like, when you present it to me that way, it sounds like you were building in that Notre Dame was going to fumble this, mess it up, and humiliate themselves in a way they normally don't publicly because they're so careful about messaging all the time. So for you to like bring that to me, it's built in that I would know Notre Dame would be this awful at doing this time. I wasn't banking on that. Like I said, Notre Dame's almost too polished with public relations and how things look sometimes. I expected that tack to follow into this hire, and it didn't. So, obviously we spoke that there were risks if you lose Tommy that the next guy might not be good enough. I just didn't think Marcus wasn't going to be able to hire the best fit for the job. Like, you're putting a lot of assumptions on me that you expect me to expect Notre Dame to mess it up this big and then have me retroactively miss Tommy? That's not even a real-world argument. You want me to transcend time in a time machine and know we would have messed it up. In no world did I figure Notre Dame would screw this up that bad with whoever they wanted to hire once Tommy left. Like, the regression here in my trust in how Notre Dame operates is 10 miles. They've lost trust. The Notre Dame administration has lost trust through this. Horrible, horrible look, totally avoidable. So if it ends up being Parker, good for him. I just feel bad for him because the public sentiment on this is going to be all negative. All negative, and it's all Notre Dame's fault. It's not going to be, tell the fans to be more mature. No, Notre Dame brought this on themselves with all that they did wrong here. That's going to be the reaction, and I feel bad for Parker. It's a great job opportunity. It's just the roughest start I could imagine as far as how people are viewing that position. Awful starting point. You're setting the guy up for criticism right away. I'm telling you, you know it. Every third and out, every three and out, it's going to be, he's not even qualified. This is all a joke. Notre Dame's a Mickey Mouse program. And that's coming from our own fans, not even from the outside. Every time, that's what's going to happen. Notre Dame messed this up big time. It's super disappointing, and they have no trust. So, I don't know what else to say, guys. Let me know what you think. We'll see you.